Hello, everyone. I'm Leslie Cornwell, certified nurse midwife with Midwifery Business Consultation. I have one of my good friends, Amber Wilson. She's a certified nurse midwife that has an amazing podcast that I'm very excited for her to talk about today. Hello, Amber. How are you doing today?
Hi, Leslie. Thanks for inviting me to come on. And I am great. Yes, I host the Journey to Midwifery podcast, and it's in very brief summary, it's for midwives about midwives, just what brought you to midwifery, why, what's your passion, what you're doing now, all those stories that when people say, how'd you become a midwife or why? Well, they're right there for you to access and listen to.
So if you want to go back, I always love, because it's ironic that you talk about the podcast side, their journey to midwifery. Give us a 2 to 3 minute highlight of your journey to midwifery and why you started this podcast.
So I guess a very brief would be my first baby really inspired me into midwifery. Just slowly progressed, went to nursing school, was a peds nurse, an L&D nurse, went to graduate school, eventually got my doctorate. So as all midwives, I'm passionate about what I do. I've had various birth experiences of my own. I have 6 babies. They all have a different story. And so I just was like, I had finished my doctorate and I was kind of like, okay, you know, what should I do next? I'm kind of done with school for now. And I really was like taking a walk one day and it just hit me. And I was like, I need to do a podcast because people always ask, how did you become a midwife? And I'm going to make a resource for people to be able to find those answers. And so I continuously now get a lot of great positive emails and messages on like social media that people are like, thank you so much. This has really helped me make my decision to be a midwife or to go into it, understanding the challenges and different things like that. So that feels really good. I do this for free. It's my free job. So I love to get that feedback from people and know that I'm helping at least a little bit to help people go into that, or you know what, even maybe decide not to. And that's okay too. If you are like, well, maybe that's not where I'm supposed to go. Maybe my path is somewhere else. So
well, I think it's interesting because we talk so much of how do we make awareness of midwifery? How do we inspire midwifery? And so many people think, well, I've got to become a midwife and provide this option of service. It's we have to think outside the box. There's so many aspiring midwives or retired midwives or people wanting side hustles or wanting some side fun hobby to make awareness to midwifery. I mean, I had so much fun a few weeks ago. I talked to a college student. She's in nursing school right now, and she created a club at her little tiny community college, a midwifery club. For her community, for the students to get awareness. She's like, we have a book club. We have this club. She's a midwifery club. Like, it's so cool.
That's awesome.
Like, you can do anything. And I think with your podcast, there's a ripple effect of when we do a recording, we do a video, we do this. It's forever marketing. It's forever inspiration. Like, people don't give enough credit to the World Wide Web and this knowledge accessibility. I mean, you and I did one together 6-8 months ago, and it still has a ripple effect. I get referrals from it. It just reinforces that inspiration and that, oh my gosh, this educational pathway, I didn't realize XYZ about. Now you've just helped her or him make some great preventative mistakes. So, and I'm sure the amazing midwives you've gotten to meet all over the world because of your podcast.
Yeah, I feel very, very lucky. I mean, of course, you all listen and hear them, but like, I've actually gotten to like speak to all these people and hear, you know, we talk offline quite often. It's just been like such a pleasure to meet all these really cool, amazing people.
Yeah. And the benefits, like, it's not just what people see on the forefront. It's the benefits to you, like the networking, the connections, the inspiration, the cultural awareness you're getting as this opportunity that I think people don't. And that's the whole point of why I do this YouTube channel, is I want midwives to think of, if something makes them happy and they love to do it and they know their strengths, you can be very creative. You can do anything. So I guess my thought, how long has Journey to Midwifery podcast been out? And I know last fall you took a little lull break, and I'd love for you to dive into like just the the benefits of being a business or a side hobby, how you can choose. You can choose when your life just doesn't make sense for it.
Right. Yeah. So my first episode, I think, was like September of 2019. So at this point, like, whatever.
A little under 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks. I needed that math. So yeah, I took a little break last fall, which was great. I had too much on my plate. I stepped away. I actually wasn't going to do it anymore, as you know. And you convinced me to go back to it. Cause I was like, okay, I put out enough stories, that's good. But, I'm glad you did. It was good to go back, but I really went back into it. Like, I'm only going to do interviews these specific days. I was doing sometimes like 4 or 5 a week, which is really hard when you're working full time, you're a mom, and it's free. I mean, it's a free, I also teach. So that was hard. So I had to really be like, you know, I like doing this, but I have to keep liking it. So I can't overwhelm myself.
The boundaries and the structure and the system. I mean, people don't even realize just because you're not making money or it's a nonprofit, it's still a business. It's still a structure. Yeah. It's still a flow. You've got to create, you got to have a system, because it just, that time management, like, even though it's fun, it could suck the life if you don't know when to say no, you don't know when to, I'm going to do these times. Sorry, this is when I'm available. So I appreciate you talking about that. And I'm so grateful you went back into it. I mean, I know you and I have talked offline about just that win-win situation. I was like, okay, I want her to come back. I don't know what's happening in the backdrops, but how do I support her so that she will? So I took over for a little while, some of the social media stuff. And that's okay. Helpful. Like, it's, I think that's where people need to lift each other up. If somebody's having ups and downs, we all can, we can leverage our wonderful expertise to help each other. So Amber, I know you said you had your 6 kids and you have a busy life. How many hours would you say average a week you're now doing with your podcast versus last fall?
So I will usually do like, one a week or one every other week. The recording takes about an hour. And, at this point, they're going so smoothly, it only takes me about an hour to edit. When I was first starting and it wasn't as smooth with myself and interviewees, one podcast would take me 3 to 4 hours to edit. So now I just kind of like let it flow like a conversation. If there's little glitches, most of the time I just let them be, unless it's something really like obvious that I can go edit out. So that helps a ton. I have like specific set days that I'm doing them. And if it doesn't work with somebody, I'm like, hey, I'm really sorry. Which really actually hasn't happened, but that would be my plan, is to say, I'm sorry. Can we try to make this work at a later date? And then another example I'll give you is that I have some life transitions coming up this summer. So I'm going to take the summer off to meet those needs. And then I'll go back in the fall and probably keep it about the same, like one a week, one every other week. So that's been much, much better for me. I can approach it with the joy I had when I was starting and keep giving the content to this community.
Well, I think our challenge as midwives and moms is we're perfectionists. We want the best of the best out there. And we think we're super women, that we can do everything, and then we put ourselves last. And so I think you've gotten so much better about just those boundaries. And no matter what you're doing in life, it's always prioritizing and time management and forgiving yourself, like, okay, it's not perfect and I'm going to take a break now and not feel guilty about it. Like, it's the momentum, it's the value that people, they're going to understand. They're not going to expect, they're not paying for this service. They're just excited when you're coming back to it and doing it again, that inspiration. But I love the vision you did. And that's part of that entrepreneurial mindset, is there's a need and you filled it. You didn't so much look at the numbers and the business side, but you saw a need and you creatively took what you love to do and turned it into a business. Do you see at some point in a couple of years when life's, do you want it to evolve into something more profitable, or do you envision it always being just a side fun hobby?
I don't know. I would say there was a point where I thought so. At this point today, I am okay with it just being, you know, a free resource. I just do it as I can. I get to meet cool people and I'm okay with that. So I don't know what the future will bring.
Yeah, and organically you might get to that volume, and that's that compounding effect that people don't realize in the early stages of a business. You work so hard at creating something, and you don't see the true value until long term. I had a business mentor. I always think of now like a well. When you're hand pumping a well and you're doing all this work, the water doesn't come out, and then you may give up right when it's about ready to come out of the spout. And then if you don't keep that momentum, you don't keep that compounding, you're almost starting from the beginning again. So I think it's very wise that you just are like, okay, I'm going to go on my ebbs and flows. And I just think it's amazing what you're doing. And what would be the coolest midwife or story you've done recently? Like, just, I would love to know if there's one podcast that really stands out in your mind that we can direct people to.
Man, that's hard because everyone has something really cool, uniquely. So
maybe some examples of some recent midwives you've interviewed. I mean, do you tend to stick more in the US? Do you get connections with international midwives? Maybe talk about the type of midwives you've been able to meet with.
Yeah. So I've had two, I'm going to give you the names of the, how I titled their podcast, that work globally. So that's been really cool. One of them recently, Christine Laurie, she's basically been a global midwife almost her entire career. And the really cool thing is that she's a direct entry, like a CPM. And I love that with that education pathway, you can see that there's like just really cool opportunities, and you don't have to feel like you're obligated to just working in your city or your state or your town. And if you want to, that's great. That's also a huge asset. But her story just was really cool. I've had two professors from the Bay State Midwifery program. They both kind of had a different perspective on things. What else? I have had a friend of mine who was retired, so she kind of talked about her career. Her name's Catherine. Marie Carmen Farmer was just an eloquent, beautiful midwife that works in Philadelphia, and so she had a good story to share. Those are probably recent ones. Katie Page, she is the ACNM president in Virginia. And she talked a lot about legislative action that they were Virginia. So there's just so many cool. Dr. Rachel Reed just came out with an amazing book.
Those are just a few of the this season ones, but I could probably go on and on. we just need to reinforce to people awareness and spreading the knowledge. Like, I don't think midwives in today's world with COVID and the distance, like, we can connect each other more than ever if we think creatively how to do it. Like, I got very aggressive in my YouTube channel during last spring. I make no money off the YouTube channel, but the network, the connections, the inspiration I've been able to create because of that social media platform has just been immense. And so I think we just need to, as midwives, like, get creative, whether it's marketing our businesses or creating something fun that's going to make our heart sing because of XYZ happening in our life. Like, I love to create inspiration and these potentials for midwives that I don't know how much you've talked about it with other midwives, but that concept of with women, I stress, I'm like, you're not catching a baby. Like, you can be anything to support midwives and families. And so, a podcast is just one example. So what is your family? Like, does your family get much involved? I'm curious if your husband or kids listen to the podcast or if they just like, oh, mom's going in her room to do some recordings.
They don't. They actually tell me that they hear me talk enough and they don't have to listen to it.
So, I love it.
That's okay.
Oh yeah. I think Kyra, midwife Kyra, I had her on about her YouTube channel. She has Cajun Midwife and she has like 37,000 subscribers right now. And so it's interesting. It's not so much the content. Her kids think she's cool because she has 37 followers. They don't care so much about the content. They just bring up to their friends. My mom is a famous YouTuber. Like, that's the celebrity status now. So you don't get that with the podcast. Bummer.
No.
So yeah, so if you want to, Amber, just tell everybody the best way to find your podcast, the best way to connect with you so they can start following and learning from your wonderful wisdom and all the midwives you're connecting with.
Okay. So the podcast is called, excuse me, Journey to Midwifery, just like it sounds. It's on basically every podcast platform. The most popular are iTunes and Spotify. And social media, both Instagram and Facebook at Journey to Midwifery Podcast. I just post like quotes from episodes, like little highlight posts so people can, you know, say, oh, there's a new episode out. Here's what we talked about. And then emails journey to midwifery podcast at gmail.com. And that's it. I don't have YouTube. I don't have anything like that, but
I think that's plenty. And I think when midwives are doing home visits, instead of listening to the radio, they should be just listening to your stations. So
I know, but hey, some of them, a lot of them say like, they listen to like crime or whatever. They just kind of like check out of midwifery for a minute. Oh, and that's cool too. Yeah, you know,
it's an option. I think the sky's the limit when we talk about time management and people say, I don't have time. Like, I haven't listened to the radio in years because I use that time when I'm in the car. My kids, they are like, oh, we're riding with mom. Dad likes music. Yeah. Mom makes us learn something.
Yeah.
So
I'm an audiobook person also.
So, well, perfect, yeah. Amber. Well, thank you so much for being on today and us getting to hear your midwifery journey. And I'll definitely put in the bottom of the description the link and all the ways they can contact you if they're thinking about starting a podcast or they'd love to just follow what you're doing. So thank you.
Yeah, I'd be happy to help.
Okay, have a great day.
Thank you.